You're up? I just going to do that. Your mother loved the clock sound.
I know, clocks and bells. You can't escape either in this house. How is she now, Kalina?
Asking for the clock and for you.
In that order.
Sorry?
Nothing. I'll go see her in a sec. Did she take her pills?
No problem today.
Excellent. And Richie, has he gone for his run yet?
The dogs are in the kitchen, so he's still here. You're cold. I could light a fire.
I'm okay. I just need a coffee and a shower. Try to look half decent before they get here. They'll be leaving first thing.
It will be good for you when your sister comes. For Teresa, too. Her whole family together. Makes everything a little easier.
We'll see. All three of us under one roof. Not since Dad. No, ma'am. By the way, it's at 12, isn't it? Your mass?
One, if you can manage. Today, All Saints Eve. Tomorrow, the feast. A good time to pray. I won't forget Teresa.
I'm afraid I'm a little out of touch with holy days.
Ladies, how sweet of you both to wait up for me.
Jesus, Richie, look at the state of you. Where have you been?
First Mass.
You're only coming in, aren't you? I thought you went straight to bed last night.
I did, Annie, only it wasn't mine.
Have you any sense of decency at all, Richie?
I am decent. I'm just not dead yet. Speaking of which, how is Mother? Are we talking past or present tense?
I'll be in the kitchen, Kalina.
Something I said? So highly strung, that sister of mine. A ride would do her the world of good. No chance you might give me two of those little blue pills of Mother's and perhaps a yellow one as well. With the O'Regans on the way, it's time to up the meds to warp speed.
Go to bed, Richie.
Fine. But, Kalina, if Mother should, you know, before I've had a decent kip, do me a favor, will you? Don't wake me.
Sister, no sign yet?
No.
He play beautiful, Richie. Make your mother smile.
I know.
Her face so happy when she hear him. He play concerts in New York, Berlin. You must be so proud.
Immensely.
Dr. Curran come again at lunchtime.
Is there a problem?
No problem. He like calling here.
Sorry?
Dr. Curran like calling here. He like seeing you.
Billy Kern. You've been reading too much of that rubbish in Mam's room. Maybe he fancies you. And doctors always falling for pretty nurses.
You think I'm pretty?
Pretty cute.
Cute?
Glick.
I don't understand.
It's Irish. It means you have it up here.
Sometimes I don't think you like me very much.
Sometimes I don't like anyone. I wouldn't take it personally. Look, don't mind me. I just need to get out of here for a while. The walls are closing in.
Not easy. This waiting.
You're so right. It's not easy.
You good daughter, Annie. Take very good care of your mother.
I'm no saint.
Saints are no use here.
To sinners, then. Every home should have at least one.
I can't believe Annie's not here. Some welcome home under the circumstances, left swinging off the doorbell till Ava Braun let us in.
She was German. That nurse is Polish.
Who was German?
Ava Braun.
Oh, Jesus, Vincent, who cares?
I'm just stating a fact.
At least you're listening. Must be the change of air.
Your mother looked peaceful, didn't she? Hard to imagine she's so ill when you see her sleeping like that.
I know. I was really scared going in. But she looks the same. And it didn't smell weird or anything.
Dead people smell, not dying ones.
God, you're better than CSI.
Give it a rest, will you, Mary Rose? Now's not the time.
Why, Vincent? Afraid of a scene in front of the family? How very caring of you.
Don't, Mary Rose, okay? I'm just trying to do the right thing. Didn't I drop everything to come down so you wouldn't have to do this on your own?
I wouldn't be on my own. I'd have Annie.
Excuse, I made coffee.
That's very kind of you.
Not a bother. I'm making it for myself anyway.
Here, let me take that tray. This is very nice, Mary Rose, isn't it?
Is this milk full fat or skimmed?
Skimmed.
Sorry, I didn't catch your name.
Kalina. Kalina Baszynski.
You're Polish?
From Lubniewice, in the west, near Lake Lubiąż.
We'll hardly be needing directions.
Have you been here long, Kalina?
2 years in Limerick. Nearly 4 weeks here. Always houses, no hospitals.
Ah, you're right, too. The hospitals are carnage. Will you join us?
No, thank you. I need to check Teresa. I'm sure your sister will be back soon.
What was all that about?
What?
Why have you been such a bitch?
I don't want a pen pal, Vincent. And you didn't have to be falling all over her either, acting the gom.
Fuck you.
I should be so lucky.
Rosie!
Annie! Come here. Oh, it's so good to see you.
You too, pet.
How are you, Annie?
Hiya, Vincent. You been up yet, Rosie?
Yeah. She looked...
I know, it's okay. I see Kalina brought you coffee. Doesn't she make a great coffee?
Well, someone had to look after her since you couldn't be bothered.
I'm sorry, pet, but I needed to get out for a while. It's been fairly claustrophobic here, especially now that Richie's back as well.
I'm almost afraid to ask.
Oh, you can imagine, but old Mam Caesar's our golden-haired boy.
Plus échange.
He'll have the bit of Polish next, Finn.
So, is one actually allowed to ask how rich he is these days?
Stayed out all last night, can you believe that?
No steady boyfriend, so?
Like he tell us. Plays piano mostly, in between the odd run with the dogs and reading to Mam. To be honest, we just keep out of each other's way.
And how does he look, you know?
He looks fine. I mean, Richie is Richie. Has a selection box of pills with his breakfast, but he's not exactly going to sit down and pour his heart out now, is he?
What would we say anyway? There, you'll be grand.
I don't know. Maybe if we'd been closer.
Oh, sorry, Anne, I have to take this. Niamh Costello, we're doing that cancer gala thingy together. Hi, Niamh, yeah? No, I just got here. Hang on. Yeah, no, wait, I'll go out front.
I've missed you something wicked, Annie.
You can't talk to me like that here, Vincent.
Have you not missed me?
I haven't time to miss anything.
Well, I've had too much bloody time. It's such a waste without you. You've me ruined, you know.
Stop, Vin, not now.
No, don't be upset, Annie. Come over here to me.
Are you mad, Vincent? You're a married man with a wife outside there who happens to be my sister.
Keep lying. Is that what you really want?
Don't, Vincent. I'm begging you.
I can't. I can't be this close to you again and let on I feel nothing. I tried. I really did.
Well, try harder. Because I'm not doing it again. Not to her. Not to me.
You don't mean that. You're just scared. You love me. I know you do. And I love you. And I don't love her. And I won't keep running away from it.
It's never going to happen again. Never, okay, Vincent? Oh, you need to stop looking at me like that and listen to what I'm saying.
Sorry. Excuse, please. Annie, it's Dr. Curran. He's gone up to Teresa. He was looking for you. I said...
Grant, okay, thanks, Kalina. I'll get Mary Rose. Rosie!
We think he likes Annie.
Sorry?
Dr. Curran.
Annie? Curran's not her type. That fella's a dry shite. She'd have no crack there. Billy Curran? No way.
You think? I don't know.
You probably need to hear what he has to say too, yeah?
He not say anything new. Teresa is in God's hands. We keep her comfortable. We wait.
Thank you. Yes, I do know it's Sunday. Well, tell him again. Sorry, you're breaking up. What? Look it. The signed contracts were due back a week ago. A week! It's Oregon, not Oregon. Right. Fine. Yeah. And thank you too, you little bollocks.
Vincent, well, well. And still as handsome as ever. Oh, please, don't get up.
Richie, long time no see. I'm very sorry about your mother.
It's hardly your fault.
Nice to see you haven't changed.
Well, I couldn't disappoint you all, could I?
Is that today's paper?
Just the Business Post. Makes dismal reading, yeah?
I didn't think business was your thing.
It's not really, but then we've all gotten screwed this time, thanks to fellows like yourself.
Like I said, business isn't your thing.
How is the Oregon Empire doing? I mean, Dublin, Dubai, Dubrovnik. Jesus, you were everywhere, weren't you?
Still are.
Really? Quel surprise. Mary Rose's share will stay in her own name, though, all the same.
What do you mean?
When this place is sold. I'm sure you've done the math. Period residence, North Circular Road, on circa 2 acres. A far cry from those bijou kennels you built in Leakslip.
I didn't build in Leakslip.
Wherever. You weren't exactly famous for your grand designs, though, were you?
We built decent starter homes.
But you don't live in one, do you, Vincent? A starter home.
Neither do you, Richie, if I remember correctly.
Touché. But go on, though. Hazard a professional guess. Just to humour me, would this place make 1.5? Maybe on a good day? Look, one always needs a little something to look forward to.
I hate to disappoint you, Richie, but I've never thought about Rose Home like that. Anyway, it's not exactly yours to sell, is it?
It would be, though, if I had a Mrs. Mulqueen hanging off my arm.
Your poor mother's will. Rose Holm's for Richie if he marries. Well, like I said, it's not yours to sell.
Mm. Shame you're not interested. Might help take your mind off my sister.
What?
Oh, spare me the surprised look. It's not like anyone here still believes in the great Mary Rose Vincent romance. Except ma'am, I suppose. But then she's on the kind of drugs you'd need to be swallowing for that particular fairy tale.
You really can be a nasty piece of work, Richie.
I just tell it like I see it, unlike the rest of you. Ever thought of coming out, Vincent? It's amazing how liberating it can be.
Actually, Richie, I don't see your current situation as particularly liberating. Have you ever thought of going back in?
Isn't this fun? Oh, the shame the girls aren't here to play too. Oh, now, Vincent. Feet off the furniture, please. Oh,
I know. Teresa'd kill me. God, but she really did love this place.
Well, she knew its value anyway.
How do you mean?
Married the old man for his dosh. And then repented in pounds, shillings and pence. And to think they called me a whore.
Jesus, Richie. The woman adores you. Ever since you clambered up on your first little piano stool, she forgot she even had two daughters.
Oh, you're wrong. My mother loves her idea of me. The one she made up in her head. The one who's always conveniently away on tour. And it's bullshit, and you know it.
And what did you expect from her?
Anything but love, I suppose. And you know, for a while there, I thought I might even beat her to the grave. I wonder how she would have explained that at bridge.
That would have killed her.
Oh, don't be so sure, Vincent. The women in this family, not always what they seem.
Look what I liberated from the china cabinet.
Granny Considine's waterproof. Mamma murder you.
Don't I know? Oh, why she never used all this stuff is beyond me. Forever minding things. Not much good to her now, is it? Can I tempt you to a small one before dinner?
Please.
Here, we deserve these.
Slushy.
I needed that.
It really is good to have you here, you know.
I should have come down sooner, shouldn't I? Go on, squish over there on the sofa. We've about half an hour before the beef's ready. Vincent would eat it raw if I let him. The man is heartless.
Give him a break, Rosie. She dotes on you.
Now's the one pretending. How come you got all the brains and all the courage, Annie? You never settled for less.
Neither did you, Rosie. You've always known what you wanted and gone for it.
Getting it and keeping it are two totally different things. One's a breeze and one... Oh, I don't know. What do you think, Annie? I mean, what did I do wrong?
Wrong?
Me and Vin, you know. You know both of us better than anyone. What do I do now? What would you do?
I thought maybe after the summer.
We were as miserable in Italy as we are in Dorky. Just better weather. He's never around. And when he is, he doesn't talk. And if I go near him, it's like he actually freezes over. I swear at times I wonder if he's gay too. You don't think he's gay, do you, Annie? I mean, you work in radio, you'd know, wouldn't you?
I don't think he's gay, Rosie.
Well, what is it, so? I know he's definitely not having an affair.
How can you definitely know that?
I had him followed for a fortnight. Checked everything, phones, emails. The guy couldn't find a thing. You know, I was actually disappointed. At least if he was fucking some little slut, I might have taken him on. But how am I supposed to deal with a man who hates me and I don't even know why?
Vincent doesn't hate you, Rosie.
He'd have to hate me to treat me like this. Wheel me out when it suits him. Then never come near me. It's a crap way to live.
What do you want to do, love?
I don't know. Break up? I couldn't handle that, Annie. He'd be savage. And can you imagine his family? They'd knife you for a parking space. My whole life is tied up in being married to Vincent. I'd be lost. I'd have nothing. I'd be nobody.
You wouldn't. Don't be silly. You don't need the O'Regan money.
You might need mine the way things are going.
I doubt it. Those O'Regans are recession proof.
Maybe. Who knows? I try to stay out of it. I still love him, you know. Is that tragic or what? There's just never been anyone else. I just don't know what's gone wrong and I want to fix it, but I can't even get laid these days. Look at me. Imagine I can't get laid by my own husband and half my friends' husbands trying it on every chance they get.
I'm so sorry, Rosie.
You should be too. Taking a job down here out of the blue and leaving me high and dry?
I had no choice.
And are you happy, Annie? Look at us. You, me, Richie. What in the name of God happened, huh?
We grew up, Rosie, that's all. We just grew up.
Well, I think it's shit. That's what I think. And now we're going to be orphans. We won't have a home anymore. I'll have to sell up, and then it's all going to be gone. We won't be a family. My family will just be me and Vincent.
You'll have me, Rosie. You'll always have me.
Promise me, Annie. Promise I'll always have you.
I promise, Rosie. Cross my heart and hope to die.
Antoinette, I have to give credit where credit is due. That was a bloody fine dinner. Whatever you spent down in Ballymaloe was worth every penny. You're one lucky man, Vincent.
Steve did it.
Actually, I was always a good cook, Richie. You're just a picky eater. Mum would always cook a special dinner just for you. A nice bit of salmon.
for Richie.
And don't let the toast go soft on him. He hates soft toast. The woman had impeccable taste.
She's asking for you, Richie. Will you go up before Kalina settles her in?
I don't think she even knows I'm here, Annie.
Of course she does. She doesn't really say anything much to me either. It's just Richie she asks for all the time, even when he's sitting there.
Audiences just love me. What can I say?
She's not in pain, Annie, is she? I'd hate to think she was suffering and we didn't know.
There's no fear of that, Rosie. Kalina would know. You can tell she's really comfortable when she opens her eyes.
You're tired, Annie. Here, love, sit down near the fire.
I'm fine, Vincent.
Let me top you up, then.
I'm okay for the moment.
Vincent, she said she was fine. Oh, look, you've spilt wine all over her trousers.
Sorry, Annie.
Leave it, Vincent. Honestly, it's nothing.
You've soaked her.
It's okay, Vincent, okay? It's okay.
Ah, give over with the hanky, Vincent. You're just making it worse.
I'd better change out of these all the same, Mary Rose.
Well done, Vincent. So what would we do without your support?
For once, could you not just let me drown my sorrows in peace?
Your sorrows? Don't make me laugh. What sorrows do you have? Whose mother is dying upstairs?
Lucky woman.
You're some wanker, Vincent. Do you know that?
Look who I persuaded to join us.
I say no, but he not listen to me.
Can I get you a drink, Kalina?
She's working, Vincent.
Well, she's not operating heavy machinery, is she? What'll it be, Kalina? Red or white?
I'm okay, Vincent.
Come on now, don't be shy. I insist. Sit down there on the sofa, and I'll go out and get you a glass.
Mary Rose, do you know that Kalina has a cousin who plays principal cello at the Met?
No, Richie, I didn't know.
Do you like music, Mary Rose?
I'm not particularly musical. Richie is the family entertainer.
She's fast asleep now, not a stir. Is that my glass, Rosie?
Yeah, this one's empty.
Oh, there's no need to panic. The gallant Vincent has gone for more supplies. You know, I nearly rang Billy Curran to join us tonight. Oh, Mother always had such high hopes for the two of you.
You could do a lot worse, you know.
I'd rather throw myself under a train.
Remember his Debs, the awful white dinner jacket. He looked so serious and scared when he called for you, desperate to impress. And you were so mean that night, running off and getting off with Jerry Brown.
Would you ever stop flogging that dead horse? And it was Mick Brown, actually. Ger was the younger brother.
I remember Ger Brown. Best arse in the scrum.
Did you never think of giving him a go?
Did I what?
Yay, Bridgie. I am asking Annie about Billy.
He's not my type.
So what is?
Yes, Annie, solve this big mystery for us, will you?
No mystery. Maybe I just don't have a type.
Oh, that's bullshit. Everyone has a type. Go on, tell us your ideal man, and we'll see what we can do for you between us. Kalina, are there any lonely poles we could fix my sister up with?
Oh.
Maybe she doesn't need fixing up.
Of course she does, Vincent. Don't be daft. Look at her. Isn't she gorgeous?
She's beyond gorgeous.
No, silly, did you hear that? Even Vincent thinks you're gorgeous. And he wouldn't notice a beautiful woman if she was standing naked in front of him.
I'm sorry about all this family banter, Kalina.
It's nice seeing a family together, like at home.
No wonder you left.
How do you think Mam was this evening, Kalina? She seemed more comfortable?
She very weak.
No sad faces allowed tonight. Wait till you girls hear what I found yesterday. I always thought this old stereo was banjaxed.
Oh, Richie, turn it down. I don't think that's very appropriate.
Oh, lighten up, Mary Rose. It's not awake yet. Mam adored Dino. Do you remember the way herself and Dad would glide around the room to this? Woo! You'd think they were crazy about each other. Should have gotten Oscars.
They were happy in their own way.
Is that enough?
There's a lot worse.
Would you do me the honour of a dance, Kalina?
No.
You're making a show of yourself, Richie.
Come on, girl. Just give it a whirl.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Go, Kalina, he's got you now.
Dance with me, Annie, will you?
Sit down, Vincent, you're barely able to walk.
Please, Annie, come on, dance with me, one dance.
Rather you than me, sis.
I can't, Vincent.
No, just humour him, for God's sake, Annie.
That's right, Annie. Humour me. Up you get now.
Steady, Vin.
Relax.
Ah, watch the sideboard, Richie.
No, you're getting the hang of it now, Kalina.
Back in my arms, Annie.
Enough.
You know this feels right.
Please. Let's sit down, Vincent. Mary Rose, will you talk sense to him?
Vincent, sit down. She's practically carrying you.
I'm never letting you go again.
No, Vincent. No, Vincent, no! Just leave me alone!
Annie, come back, please.
Annie! Whoa. Vincent, let her go.
Could you not just fall over quietly in a corner, Vincent? She's completely wrecked, you know. Switch that rubbish off, Richie. And shouldn't you be upstairs with your patient, Kalina?
Good night, Vincent. See you in the morning, Richie.
Night, night, Cinderella. You were as light as a feather on your feet. Vin. Oh, come on. You really should call it a night.
I don't need advice from a fuck-up like you.
What the hell with you, then?
Can't you see? I'm already there.
There you are. Vin, wake up. You'll freeze to death down here.
Oh, Jesus. Stop shaking me, will you? I'm going to throw up.
The state of you. Do you know what time it is?
Face the music time.
Nearly six. Oh, come up to bed. You need to sleep it off.
It's true, you know.
What's true?
The whiskey didn't kill the pain.
You'll know all about pain later on. Here, let me help you up.
Give me 1 minute. I'll be grand in a minute.
Eat it. You look about 19, you know. The little boy lost face of you. Always did it for me.
You're looking good there yourself.
Didn't think you'd notice.
Kind of hard to miss.
You've managed often enough. Will I get you some water?
I couldn't keep it down. How's your mam?
Same.
Are you okay?
I'm fine.
No, you're not. I can see it in your eyes. You look terrified.
What can I do? We just have to keep going.
I am here for you, you know. Maybe not right this minute, but I'm here for you, babe.
I know, Vin. Poor thing.
It's not like you to be so sympathetic.
You don't often give me a chance these days.
I couldn't put up much resistance now, could I?
Sure, what's to resist? Look, can't we just stop it for a while, Vin? Please. I don't know. It's being back here. Seeing Mam. The way we get sometimes, it's such a waste. And we used to be mad for each other.
We were something else, all right.
We could get it back. I want it anyway. How about you, Vin? Do you know what you want?
We should get moving.
What's your hurry?
Don't marry Rose.
You know you want me to.
Stop. Please. Not now. Marry Rose. I really do feel like shit.
No man is ever that sick.
That's not fair. Look where we are.
It's not like we haven't done it here before on this very sofa. You didn't care where we were then.
Your mother wasn't dying upstairs then, was she?
Oh, you're so sensitive all of a sudden. Well, guess what, Vincent? Right now, I'm the one who's dying.
And I don't fuck corpses. Mary Rose, I didn't...
Even I couldn't fail to understand that.
I've been looking everywhere for you.
How long have I waited to hear that?
That's not what I meant.
I was joking.
There's nothing funny about this.
Look, last night, I admit, I sort of lost the plot a bit.
Forget last night. We're all the worse for wear. What I want to know is, why did Rosie come into me crying this morning? She was really, really upset. What the hell happened?
Lover's tiff.
Don't bullshit me, Vincent. She's not saying a word to me. That's not like her.
She's just a bit more highly strung than usual.
How come you're up already, anyway?
Oh, I had a load of calls to make. There's this fucker in Manchester doing my head in. So I'm going up Cratlow, take it out in a few snipe. I just can't find the keys to the gun cabinet.
Look, we're here in Dad's old cigar box. There you go. Have you told Mary Rose you're heading away now?
Thought you might do that for me.
Coward.
Wise man. Give her time to cool down. I don't suppose you fancy a few hours in the hills, do you? Bring a bit of colour back to your cheeks? Come on. I'd love the company.
Would you not bring my sister?
Already have two bitches in tow.
Don't ever talk about her like that, Vincent. Not to me, anyway.
But Annie...
No, no buts. I can't watch her heartbreak and be responsible, so there's nothing to talk about and nothing to do now except the right thing.
Sorry. I not mean to interrupt.
You're fine, Kalina. Vincent's off shooting for the day. He just wanted to check how Mam was first.
So weak now. But her heart is strong. She's a fighter.
Like mother, like daughter.
You should head while it's still fine, Vincent. Get the best of the day. Just keep the weapons of mass destruction far away from Mary Rose.
Okay.
He's nice.
Vincent's a good guy.
He like you too.
We always got on well.
I see that.
Is there something you need me for?
I'm just waiting. Your sister won't time with Teresa. She's very sad today.
It's not an easy time for any of us.
Was that Vincent leaving?
Yeah, you just missed him. He's gone up Cratlow with the dogs after snipe.
Hope he blows his foot off. Oh, God, does Richie have to play that bloody thing all day?
Your mother like piano. Make her very happy, peaceful.
Don't be ridiculous. My mother doesn't even know where she is. I thought people were supposed to be able to die in peace.
Annie, tell her how much Teresa likes Richie to play for her.
Excuse me?
Chill, Rosie. Kalina just knows what works for Mam.
Well, maybe she shouldn't remember who's paying her wages.
Speak of the devil.
What now?
Mary Rose is concerned about the piano. She's worried it might be disturbing for Mam.
I tried to explain, Richie. She not understand. She says that...
Hey, who's she?
Whoa. Someone forget to take their salpidine? Take it easy, Mary Rose. Kalina's only looking out for Mam.
Teresa will be needing me.
Wait, no, Kalina, wait. My sister was a bit out of order there. I'm sure she wants to apologise.
I'll do no such thing, Richie. Jesus! Is everyone in this house going mad?
Stressed and hungover. I'm sure you didn't mean anything by what you said, Rosie. Okay, Kalina?
Now you're apologising, Annie. This bloody house!
I thought she was worried about the noise. Almost make you feel sorry for Vincent. Wouldn't it, Annie? Poor fella must have it tough.
I'll see if she's okay. She's not the worst, Richie. Her heart's always in the right place.
Never knew she had one. You okay, Kalina? Oh, come on, how? Can't have anyone upsetting my favorite dancing partner. Where is that smile gone? Look, what if I play one of the scherzos for you? You'd enjoy that, and it's bound to send goneril over the edge.
You're very sweet, Rich.
Well, one does one's best.
Not everyone. You're different.
You could say that.
I mean, you have more feeling, you know? It comes from the music, your soul. I'm making no sense.
No, you're doing fine. You can flatter me all day. I know what it's like being away all on your own. It's shite sometimes, isn't it?
I should go up to Teresa.
No, wait, Kalina, wait. Here, look, sit down. The girls can manage. Now, come on, tell me. What's up? You're upset. So talk to me. I'm a good listener.
I'm okay.
Is it ma'am? Reminds you of your own mother?
No. My mother is fine. It's just... it's nothing.
Kalina, trust me.
In Poland...
yes.
In Poland...
in Poland? What? What's in Poland?
I have a son in Poland.
Huh. And?
I have a son. You understand? In Poland, I have a son.
I get it. I get it. You have a son in Poland. Is that it?
I'm not married, Richie. And I have a son.
Ah, well, that's great. You have a son. What's his name?
Frederick.
Brilliant choice. And he's dad. He's in Poland too?
Yes. Hmm. With wife and three little girls.
Ah, I see. Same old, same old. Hmm. What age is your boy?
Eight.
Eight. And he's with your family?
With my aunt in Warsaw.
But you see him often?
When he was six, I saw him that Christmas.
You're kidding me. Jesus Christ. You haven't seen your son in 2 years? How come?
He gets so upset when I leave. Can't settle. Me too. This way is better. He needs nothing. And he plays piano too. He's very good.
Oh, the piano isn't much of a friend for a little boy, Kalina. He'll miss his mom.
Every day I miss him. You will miss Teresa. You're her special boy too.
Yeah, a bit too special.
Too special?
I just didn't turn out the way she planned.
Planned?
My life wasn't quite what she had in mind.
For a mother, love always is the same, no matter what.
Well, I think perhaps I pushed love too far and then... getting sick.
You are doing fine. You take excellent medicine.
You're fine, maybe for the time being, but... but now my liver, it's kaput. And I'm hardly top of the transplant list.
You have hepatitis C as well?
As well, yes. Dodged one bullet, but not the second.
I'm so sorry, Richie.
Oh, God, look at us, two big sad faces. You'd think someone was dying. Right, come on, I promised you scherzos, so scherzos are what you're going to get. Shall we?
Oh, God, I'm so sorry, Annie. I didn't mean to be gone so long. Was it awful?
She seemed not to be breathing at all for ages. I got such a fright.
Oh, I'd have collapsed. I don't know how you do it.
What?
Being back here, minding everything and everyone. Ma'am, Richie. And nobody minding you.
No, just me these days, and it's fine.
You can't mean that.
I do mean it, Mary Rose.
Well, I'm not convinced.
Why do I need to convince you? What is there always with women like you?
What's that supposed to mean?
Nothing.
No. Go on, say it.
Say what?
What you meant by women like you.
I didn't mean anything.
Yes, you did. You meant I'm not much of an ad for marriage, didn't you? Well, look around. This isn't exactly a poster campaign for the single life, is it? You're mad at me now.
Nope.
Yes, you are. You're doing that thing you do with your lower lip.
Sometimes you can be an awful wagon.
So I'm told. But not often by you, so I'm sorry, okay?
Okay.
It's going to be so weird. After Mam.
It's just going to be different.
I'm going to miss all this. Here.
I know. Me too.
What about all this stuff? Don't you want to fight me for Granny's dinner service? Or the limoges?
Like I'm going to use this.
Richie might.
Might what?
You shouldn't eavesdrop, Richie. It's really rude.
I wasn't eavesdropping. I walked in and heard you mention my name, in which case it becomes an act of self-preservation.
We were talking about the house, all the stuff here, what's going to happen. It's not like we've ever actually talked about it.
Vin says it could still make a few bob.
Oh, I knew it.
You what?
Oh, I knew that fella couldn't wait to whip out his calculator.
It's what he does, isn't it? And we will need to know where we stand.
Oh, made plans, have we?
No, but I'm not a fool either, Richie. And it's going to happen now, one way or another.
Such sentiment.
Bit like yourself.
I'd like to think I have some genuine feeling for the place.
Of course you do, Richie. We all do. Mary Rose is just being practical.
Well, common decency might suggest we should wait.
You'd be such an expert on decency, would you?
I'm not the one gagging to flog the family silver here.
Oh, get over yourself, Richie. It's not like you won't be watching out for your interests when the time comes.
Well, at least I'm capable of waiting until then. You take a lot for granted, Mary Rose. And you too, Annie. You never struck me as a grave-robbing type.
Give us a break, Richie. It's only a conversation. We'll have to have it. There's only the three of us after all.
Yes, and right now, two of us actually live here.
Annie's been living here. You're only back a wet week, so what are you trying to say? This place is your home or something?
It is my home. I choose to come back here. It's not some bolt hole to run for whenever it suits.
You know nothing about my life, Richie.
Oh, I know a lot more than you think.
Stop it.
Hey, anyone hungry? I've brought the dinner home.
Marvellous. Bear Grylls with a brace of budgies.
You can't be serious, Vincent. Those snipe have to hang for days, don't they? Anyway, who's going to clean them out?
You could ask the little nurse.
I'm just kidding. I stopped at the Indian on the way back. Thought I'd make myself useful for a change. Sort out a few plates, Richie, will you? And see if there's any beer there while you're at it. I picked the first five specials on the list, so there'll be no fighting.
That'll be a first.
Here, put these snipe out as well while I take off my coat.
Oh, yeah.
Go on, you little girl. They won't bite you.
Thought you had a few issues of your own with corpses, Vincent.
Move it, Richie. You heard him. Plates, beers. I'll see if Kalina can join us.
I got those prawns you like.
Am I supposed to be thrilled?
I'm trying to say sorry.
With shellfish? That's a first.
Look, I know I really upset you this morning.
I'm used to it, Vincent.
I don't want you getting used to it. You know I'm not like that, Mary Rose. I had all this time out there today to think. I know I was wrong. And I am sorry. And
do you want me to say something now? Is that it?
You don't have to say a thing. I just wanted to tell you, that's all. I felt it was important I told you. And? How's your mum?
She's playing a four ball in the hinge, Vincent. What do you think?
Jesus, Vincent, you nearly gave me a heart attack. What are you doing here? You're not drinking again, are you?
I've never been as sober. I just wasn't in the mood for sleep. You doing the night shift?
Trying to. It's always freezing in the early hours. There's a wind from the river that blows through every inch of this place, no matter what you do.
Come over here and I'll warm you up.
Stop mocking me, Vin. You're not making this any easier.
Now why should I?
We've done this 1,000 times and nothing changes how it ends.
Just listen to me, Annie, and I promise then that's it.
Go on then. I'm listening.
Do you love me, Annie?
Oh, Jesus.
No, wait, please. I need to know. It's important. Will you just answer me?
No. Because if I do, this will never stop. And you'll keep on and on and on and I'll go out of my mind.
Which means you do love me.
Why are you doing this, Vin?
I want the answer.
And then what?
Then I'll know.
And?
I need to know, Annie. I need to hear you say it. Once. Please.
Fine, then. If it means that much to you, then... Yes. Yes. I love you. So what? What difference does it make?
It makes all the difference in the world. Is there nothing you want to ask me, Annie?
Nothing.
Because you know... So, we won't be running away from all this.
No, Vin, we won't.
Annie, we could just disappear.
We'd be kidding ourselves. Where do you think I could go, Vincent, that I wouldn't be Mary Rose's sister anymore?
She'd get over it.
You're wrong. She'd never get over it. Neither would I.
Have we no right to be happy, Annie?
If I did that to her... I'd never know a happy day ever again.
So, that's it?
That's it.
And you can live with that?
We've no choice, Finn.
Can I ask you one last thing? Will you kiss me goodbye?
Jesus. Have you not heard a word I've said?
Did you not hear? Goodbye.
Oh, Finn.
Shush, love.
Finn.
My beautiful Annie. Goodbye.
What are you looking at?
Rona. Crows, I think you called them. Vincent is feeding them, look.
Oh, crows. And a tit.
Tit?
Nothing.
Are you happy, Richie?
Do you know, sometimes I think I might be.
When you play?
Not just when I play. I can be happy when I'm not playing. Actually, I am happy... just being around here, which, under the circumstances, might sound a bit weird.
It's good for you, this house. You're home.
Home? Huh. What's Polish for home?
Dom.
Dom. Where's your dom?
It's complicated.
Yes, sorry, I know.
Sometimes I think I make home with Frederick. Maybe small house outside Warsaw. But...
Not here?
Ireland not my home, Richie.
Well, it could be. If you met the right person. Oh, it happens.
I've had enough of Polish men.
Oh, he has to be Polish. What about a nice Irish lad?
You think they're different?
Well, I'm different, aren't I?
Yes, you are different. But you don't like girls.
I like you.
You won't be marrying a girl, I mean.
I'd marry you.
You're a funny guy, Richie.
Maybe I'm not being funny.
I should go up to Teresa.
No, hang on a minute, Kalina. Listen. Honestly, I could marry you. Why not?
Enough, Richie. I have work to do.
No, wait. Hear me out. Why not? Why not marry me?
You make fun of me now. No more, Richie. No,
I wouldn't do that. I'm not joking. Look, we could get married. Why not? We get on, don't we? We like each other.
Yes, Richie, we get on. But to marry, you need love, you need passion, you need...
Money. You need money. In the real world, that's what you need. And a decent place to live. A place you can raise a kid. Like here, with a piano and a garden.
I don't understand, Richie. What are you saying?
I can't believe it's so perfect. Okay, here's this big house. If I marry, it's all mine. So, marry me. You can bring Freddy over. Just keep me company while I rattle around here and make sure I don't end up somewhere horrible. What do you think?
It would be wrong, Richie.
Why wrong?
It would be a lie. Before God, we would be lying.
Who's lying? I bet two people have never been as honest with each other about marriage.
Your sisters, what would they say?
Plenty.
This is not a joke, Richie. You're not playing a game with me.
Would I do that to you?
And Frederick would come here with us. We would live here. And you would not expect...
No. I would not expect a thing. And I'd go down on one knee, only I don't want to scare you.
I'm not scared of you, Richie.
Well, that's my girl. So is that a yes?
Yes, Richie. It's a yes.
Excellent. Shake on it. Poor ma'am. She's waited all her life for this. Richie, engaged at last. Go on, let's go up and tell her.
I think I'm glad she won't understand what you say.
Oh, she'll understand perfectly. You're not the first woman to marry a Mole Queen for his bank balance and a decent roof over her head.
My voice down, you vindictive little shit! No way! You hear me? There is no way she is getting it all! The scheming bitch!
Oh, save your tantrum for your own house.
You really hate us that much, Richie.
Oh, grow up, Annie, will you? Don't let her twist this into something it isn't.
And what is it so?
Seriously, Richie, you're not actually going to marry Kalina, are you?
Why not?
She's hardly your type, for starters.
On the contrary, Mary Rose, I suspect I'll get rock hard every time I think just how much I'm fucking you over!
Bastard! We will be the laughing stock of Limerick. It will kill man.
Bit of a moot point.
Why? Why would Kalina marry you, Richie?
Oh, look around you, Annie. Why wouldn't she grab all this?
Grab is right.
Didn't you just sit there yesterday, totting up your share per square foot?
I can do what I like with what's mine.
You can't even hold on to what you've got.
Richie!
Jesus Christ, what's all the shouting about?
Oh, fuck off, Vincent.
What's going on, Annie?
Apparently Richie's planning to marry Kalina.
Kalina?
But... Yes, Vincent, Kalina, the woman nursing our dying mother.
Oh, for fuck's sake, Richie.
Actually, Vin, I'm planning a little trip into Fines this afternoon for the ring.
Could you not just pull one off Mam, no?
Stop! Be quiet! You must stop this, all
the
of you.
Cheek of you ordering us around in our own home.
You must go up, Annie, you understand? Mary Rose, you will go up now.
Don't you dare tell me
Rosie,
to...
Rosie, come on! Mam needs us.
Richie, you too. You should go. It won't be much longer.
You'll go through with it, Kalina?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, Vincent, really.
Huh. You're a lot tougher than I thought.
I'm used to doing what needs to be done.
Bit like myself. Make a decision and see it through.
You are going to join them?
No.
But it's time.
I know it's time.
Teresa will need me.
Sure. You go on.
I should call you.
In a while. I'll be out the back. You come and get me.
His whole face has changed.
She's not in any pain, Richie.
You sure?
I'm sure.
Can we do anything, Kalina?
She's very peaceful now, Annie. See how she breathes? Peaceful. She knows you're here with her.
Ma'am?
It's okay, Richie.
That blanket's not too heavy for her, is it, honey?
It keeps her feet warm. She hates it if her feet gets cold.
She looks so tiny there.
Mary Rose, take this chair beside Teresa if you'd like.
I'm okay here, thanks. Vin said, oh, where's Finn? We should call Finn.
Jesus.
Oh, Jesus, what was that?
What is Vincent playing at?
That wasn't at our back, was it? He'd never be shooting crows now, would he?
He asked me to get him. He said...
Vincent! Oh, God, no! No!
Annie?
Yeah. Oh, come on, pet. We're all together.
Richie, come to the garden with me, please.
No, I'm not going anywhere.
Richie.
Oh, for heaven's sake, just go and tell Vincent I said he's to come in at once.
But...
Please, Kalina.
I'll do as Vincent asked me.
No. No. Shh, Annie. Come on, shh. We can do this. For Mom. Give me your hand. We can do this, you know we can. The hardest part is nearly over. Trust me.